I fucking hate this podcast. I hate it. I wish that I was a fucking co-host on somebody else's podcast and they were just like, hey, come on, talk about some fucking shit. And I could just jump on, no intro necessary. I could just be like, what's up, guys? And then just get right fucking into it. What is up? Homegrown podcast, October the 4th, 2022. I'm just having a fucking bitch fit over here. No biggie. I told you guys last week that the next two episodes I'm going to do are a Halloween episode and a Kennedy family / Kennedy curse episode. And let me let you in on a little secret. Okay, today's episode ain't about Halloween. Okay, it's October the 4th. And yes, it is Halloween month. But I'm going to save Halloween, like the Halloween episode, for maybe another week. Maybe 2 weeks. Maybe just, I don't know yet. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But today is the Kennedy episode, and I'm really excited about this. This is super fucking cool. I've been researching non-fucking stop, and by researching, I mean listening to podcasts and reading, blogs and shit. You know how I do. So let's just jump right in, and, let's fucking jump right in. All right. I'm congested. I'm tired. The ad read is not going according to fucking plan. Just know that this podcast is brought to you by OriginMain.com. If you go to OriginMain.com, use the code THOMAS10. That is THOMAS10 for 10% off of your order. OriginMain is the home of the popular Jocko Go pre-workout, as well as Jocko Greens and Jocko Joint Warfare, which combats joint inflammation and promotes healthy joint mobility. At 27 years old, I'm a lifelong athlete, and I hurt everywhere. I use Jocko Joint Warfare, and it is fucking phenomenal, okay? They also have a bunch of badass rash guards and kettlebells and other workout equipment. So go to OriginMain.com and use the code THOMAS10 for 10% off of your order. This podcast is also brought to you by the Homegrown Fight Co. Go to the link in the bio, click Homegrown Fight Co., and check out all the new shit we have for the fall season. We have a lot of hoodies, sweatshirts, long sleeves, etc. Okay, and what the Homegrown Fight Co. is a brand that was started to just pretty much have extra clothes laying around that actually turned into like some really cool shit. So right now we have a Buggy Choke the World campaign going, and I'm rocking the Buggy Choke the World sweatshirt, and it is fucking phenomenal. We also got an entire campaign for Wrist Locking the World, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't going to fucking hit everybody at the gym with a wrist lock tonight. Anyways, Homegrown Fight Co., the link in the bio. Go, go, go. All right, guys, you hear me say it every week, but we're done with that fucking corporate bullshit. I fucking hate listening to a podcast, and there's like 80 fucking ads, but it's like every 2 minutes. Like, I will straight up unfollow a podcast for that bullshit. So I try to get mine quick and easy and like super early in the episode just because I don't want to like just sneak one in on you. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's so aggravating. What is new with me? I got in a little bit of trouble on Facebook yesterday. So we'll see about that. But it was a post I thought was funny, and apparently nobody else did. So we'll see about that. I've recently decided to run for governor. So that'll probably happen eventually. I sure fucking can't make posts on Facebook like the one I did yesterday after I'm governor. That's for sure. So I gotta get it all out of my system. What else is new? Oh, shit. We finally found Gillian Keeves, the Shane Gillis, Matt Keeves, sketch comedy show on YouTube. It's fucking phenomenal. I think we binge watched every episode, like back to back to back to back, and then literally woke up and did it all again the next day. It is just absolutely phenomenal. The other day, Sadie wanted to watch Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs number 2. It has a wholesome little fucking movie. Like, there are very few times that I'll see like a children's movie and I'm just like, yes, it's cool. That one was fucking cool. Like, it was just fucking neat. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, I don't know. A lot of the children's movies are fucking lame. And I don't know. Like, I'll watch them for Sadie. But, like, I'm just like, whatever. Moana. Moana's fire. Moana's fire. Frozen 2, a lot better than the original Frozen, I will say. There's that fucking movie about the Irish people that are fucking river dancing. I think it's called River Dancing. It's pretty fucking good. And then Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. It's probably number two for me at children's movies right now. Number one is always going to be The Secret Life of Pets, number two. That movie is fucking A1. I could watch that, like, right now. Like, Sadie's not here today. I could watch that shit right now, and I'd be straight. What else is fucking new? Oh, everybody at the fucking gym has become a rapper in the last week. That's fucking new. Apparently just hiding amongst the fucking crowd was four battle rappers. So that's always entertaining. Let's just move on with the episode. If you've made it this far, I mean, you're 6 minutes in and I've just fucking rambled so far. I'm very congested. I do not feel the greatest. But I wanted to do this episode. So I'm going to go over the Kennedy family. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about this Kennedy curse that everybody is talking about. And I noticed when I searched Kennedy curse on TikTok, it seems like this is a new trending topic for a lot of the youngsters. For people that are like my age, this is kind of just like old news. Like, it's kind of like the Clinton body count almost. Like, we kind of know that the Clintons are fucking kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? And I feel like I've known about the Kennedy curse for a while, but I guess it is probably huge fucking news to like all these new people. But one of the stories, I guess, is going viral on TikTok. And actually two stories of the Kennedy family is going pretty viral on TikTok. So I did want to touch on some of those. So let's just start with the family tree. Okay. So the Kennedy family comes to America straight off the boat from Ireland. The head of the Kennedy family is Joe Kennedy. Okay, and his wife, Rose. Joe, fun fact, was an asshole, to put it fucking blunt, dude. If I had, like, an asshole of the week, Joe would win it hands down every fucking week. Okay, Joe Kennedy was a fucking terrible human being. His sons, his daughters, went on to be great people. Other members of his family went on to be absolutely great people. He's fucking dog shit. Let's just start right there. I'm gonna mince no fucking words. He is dog shit. Rose is just as fucking terrible in my book. But they have 9 kids. Okay. Let me just back up before I get into this. Joe makes millions of dollars. A, working with the mafia. And B, through insider trading on Wall Street. Okay. So that, let's just let that sink in for a minute. So they have 9 children together. They have Joseph P. Kennedy Jr., a.k.a. Joe Jr. They have John F. Kennedy. They have Rosemary Kennedy, Kathleen Kennedy, Eunice Kennedy, Patricia Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, a.k.a. Bobby Kennedy. They have Gene A. Kennedy and Edward M., a.k.a. Ted Kennedy. So that is the 9 children that we get from Joe and Rose. It is a known fact that Joe was a fucking whore master, so there's probably a couple more kids out there swimming around somewhere. But that is the 9 of the Kennedy family. So let's just start with Joseph P. Kennedy Jr., a.k.a. Joe Jr. Joe Jr. is actually killed at war. And so that is the first of the Kennedy family members that we will actually kill off via the family curse. But we'll get into that here in a minute. Of course, everybody knows John F. Kennedy was the 35th president of the United States. And looking back now, JFK was a senator from Massachusetts. And when he starts to run, he actually runs against Nixon. And I think I've actually said this before. It was the very first presidential debate that was actually televised. And a lot of people tuned in. A lot of people watched it. And a lot of people said that a lot of the reason they ended up voting for Kennedy was because of this debate that they got to watch on the TV. And it was because Kennedy was this young, attractive, in shape looking guy. And of course, Richard Nixon had just got out of the hospital, and was very disheveled. But so John F. Kennedy ends up becoming our 35th president of the United States. And I made this little side note right here because you guys know that I love talking about the mafia. The mafia, or the Italian, American mafia, Chicago, New York, Gotti family, fucking Gambino. It does not matter. I love talking about the mafia. I wrote this note, and it says that Joe calls mob friends to sway Illinois. And then I wrote FBI recorded phone calls. So it has came out over time that in recorded phone calls, Joe Kennedy calls the Chicago mafia and has the mafia help him help his son, John F. Kennedy, win the state of Illinois via Chicago. So there is a huge, like there's a wide, well, there's a widely known, huge bombshell fucking fact that there is one dilapidated house in Chicago that apparently had 51 dead people living in it that voted in this election. I'm not here to shit on John F. Kennedy as president, but I do dislike some election fraud. So that is very, that's very shitty. John F. Kennedy was also president during a huge part in American culture. Of course, the Bay of Pigs and the ongoing war with Cuba, civil rights movements were popping off. John F. Kennedy, it was a Democrat, but he was actually very liberal. Just putting that out there. Moving on, Rosemary Kennedy was said to have been born with some... Gosh, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the fucking word. She was peculiar, right? She was very different from the other Kennedys. She would have violent outbursts. She would have seizures, mood swings. She was not typically as smart as the rest of the Kennedys. And if you ever watch a video that is titled The Forgotten Kennedy, chances are they're talking about Rosemary. And we're going to touch just a little bit more on this here in just a moment. Moving on, Kathleen Kennedy, a.k.a. Kick, ends up marrying a very rich guy. Eunice ended up marrying Sergeant Shriver. And they had a fuck ton of kids, by the way. Patricia Kennedy, not a whole lot to go on there. Bobby fucking Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy. I think the F is for fucking, because Bobby and John, like JFK and RFK, were fucking. And I mean that in the most literal sense possible. Like, that's what the F in their middle name is. It's just fucking. John fucking Kennedy, Robert fucking Kennedy. Robert Kennedy was the Attorney General. Very famous for going after the mafia, which was kind of a direct kick right in the balls to the mafia after they helped get John F. Kennedy elected. But Robert Kennedy, or Bobby Kennedy, was a very good politician. And there's a lot of rumors he was probably going to be the president. But that's Bobby, right? We're going to touch more on that here in a minute. Then Jean A. and Ted Kennedy. And Ted Kennedy went on to also have a political career. So quite the fucking dynasty, right? Like, when we think of, like, American dynasties, the Kennedy family is up there, right? And I'm just going to throw it out there. They're, like, the American version of the royal family, right, by all accounts. So this is just the baseline, right? I've gave you the mother and the father, right? And then I've given you the nine kids. I'm not going to branch off too far with their children and what they've done so much. But I'm going to do it twice, okay? Because there are two that I want to talk about really quickly. John F. Kennedy, who was also a fucking whore master. John F. Kennedy and wife Jackie had a son named John F. Kennedy Jr. And I have actually spent all of today, probably around 10 hours, listening to a podcast on JFK Jr.'s life. And by all accounts, JFK Jr. was a fucking phenomenal person, and was very much so like his dad. And we're going to touch more on him in a moment when we get to the actual family curse aspect of things. But just note, we are going to come back to John F. Kennedy Jr. And then sliding down the family tree to Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy's son, Robert Kennedy Jr., has actually been very outspoken as of recently about his thoughts on vaccines and vaccine mandates. And he is actually the reason that I am so into falconry. And that dude, he's a very interesting individual. And if you ever get the chance to listen to him, he actually... His voice is kind of hard to understand because he had, I'm guessing, a side effect to some sort of vaccine, and it destroyed his vocal cords. But he is a very interesting guy, and hearing him talking about birds and falconry was just so fucking cool. And it actually propelled me when I heard that the podcast he'd done about it. It actually propelled me into falconry. So Robert Kennedy Jr., if you're listening, thank you. Let's move on. Okay, let's move away from the family tree. I've kind of outlined everything I'm going to outline right now. And let's talk about the Kennedy curse. So first off, I don't know that I truly believe in curses. But it's kind of hard to not think that there might be a curse on these people, right? I mean, that's kind of putting it very bluntly, but it's kind of the only way to put it. Spoiler alert, JFK is not alive. And every year since he died, it seems like every 2 years, another Kennedy family member dies. So let's kickstart the Kennedy family curse. Let's just jump right into it. August the 12th, 1944, Joe Kennedy Jr. dies when the BQ-8 aircraft he was piloting accidentally exploded over Suffolk, England. So I think I maybe spoke about this a moment ago, but he died while piloting an airplane. This is the very first death in the Kennedy family. September the 9th, 1944, so just a couple months later, William Cavendish, the Marquess of Hartington, and the husband of Kathleen Kennedy, is fatally shot by a German sniper while leading his company in Belgium. Okay, I know he does not have the Kennedy last name, but we are throwing it on the Kennedy curse. 4 years later, May the 13th, Kathleen Kick Kennedy, a.k.a. Kathleen Cavendish, William Cavendish's wife, dies in a plane crash in France. Okay, moving on to November the 22nd, 1963. President John F. Kennedy is assassinated in Dallas, Texas. It is said he was assassinated by a man named Lee Harvey Oswald. And Lee Harvey Oswald was shot dead by Jack Ruby 2 days later. A year later, in 1964, the Warren Commission concluded that Oswald was the lone assassin. So I'm going to put a pause right here. This was one of the first conspiracy theories that I ever read in my life. I know I've said it multiple times that 9/11 was the very first conspiracy that I'd ever heard. The JFK assassination was probably the second one. And there's many things wrong with this entire fucking, like this entire umbrella around the John F. Kennedy assassination. But essentially, John F. Kennedy is riding in a convertible vehicle through Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. And he is shot in the head. He's shot in the back. Fun fact, Nellie Connelly, the First Lady of Texas, was sitting in front of John F. Kennedy. And she said, "Mr. President, you can't say Dallas doesn't love you." To which John F. Kennedy replied, "No, you certainly can't." And that was actually his last words. John F. Kennedy was a very difficult president to rank if you're ranking presidents because just there's so much weird shit that happened with Cuba and the Bay of Pigs going wrong and... I've always kind of had the thought that Kennedy was kind of fighting the CIA, and it was just very spooky shit kind of going on behind the scenes. But the big thing is that the Warren Commission concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin, right? But in the autopsy, portions of his brain are actually missing. And the autopsy was done by people who had actually never done a headshot autopsy before in their careers, which is also pretty fucking spooky when you think about it. Lots of other weird shit. The president of the CIA laughed in the room that the autopsy was being done in. Just a lot of really fucking strange shit. It is worth noting that wife Jackie was sitting beside of him when he was assassinated. She was covered in fucking blood and brain matter. And so pretty much she leaves Dallas, right, and goes back to the White House and is wearing the same fucking clothes that has her husband's fucking brain matter and blood all over, and stands beside Lyndon B. Johnson while he is being sworn into presidency, which is fucking mental. Live TV, she is standing beside him in the same outfit that is covered in brain matter and blood. So the guy, Maury Povich, right, is a photographer. And she kind of says to him, I guess because there was supposed to be no media around when she was getting off the plane. She says, "No, I want you to take my photo so you can see what you guys done to him." Referring to all the shit that was all over her jacket. Just fucking terribly sad. So moving on, June the 5th, 1968, United States Senator Robert F. Kennedy is shot by Sirhan Sirhan in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. This is fucking crazy, okay? A, Robert Kennedy's bodyguard was a man by the name of Rosie Grier. Fun fact about Rosie Grier. Rosie Grier is the literal fucking Forrest Gump. Like, he's the literal real-life Forrest Gump. He has literally been present during multiple life-changing fucking events. Okay, not only that, former fucking L.A. Ram. Okay, he is the literal Forrest Gump. He is getting his own episode very soon. Secondly, Sirhan Sirhan actually recently came up for a parole hearing, and actually got granted fucking parole. So there's a huge chance that at some point in 2022, Sirhan Sirhan could be walking the streets free, which is just fucking outrageous to think of. Moving on, April 25th, 1984, David Kennedy died of a drug overdose in Palm Beach, Florida. David was 12 years old when he saw his father assassinated on live TV in the family's hotel room. So the thing about David, David is Robert Kennedy's son. David is in a car accident. And after this car accident, he is put on painkillers and was actually in and out of detox facilities throughout his youth. Yes, he overdosed, but it is a sad story. You watch your fucking father get assassinated on television. You have a car accident that leaves you fucking crippled. You get hooked on painkillers and you need to have an overdose. David Kennedy had a very sad life. Moving on, December the 31st, 1997, Michael Kennedy dies in a skiing accident after crashing into a tree in Aspen, Colorado. The Kennedy family rented out the same ski cabin in Aspen, Colorado, pretty much yearly, and they would do this thing where they would play football while skiing, which is fucking crazy to think about. And so he actually hit a tree and died on impact. July the 16th, 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr. died when the plane he was piloting crashed into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. So this is crazy. And I don't mean to take anything away from his wife or his sister-in-law, who were also on board and died, but the death of John F. Kennedy Jr. is very suspicious. In the sense that the attributing factor to his crash was spatial disorientation. And so people always ragged on the fact that JFK was a very new pilot, and he was very new in his career of flying. And they said that it was spatial disorientation. It was a 63-minute flight from Essex, New Jersey, to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. And he actually had, I guess, just radioed in to air traffic control and said that he was about to land. The theory is that more than likely he started turning, got disoriented, and then instead of looking at the instruments on the dash, he just went off of what his body was telling him, freaked out, pulled up, and it sent the plane into a graveyard spin, a.k.a. a very tight spiral, twisty downturn. It could also be said that John F. Kennedy was under the influence of painkillers when this happened. He had just broken his ankle not too long ago and actually had the cast removed so he could fly. It can be said that his marriage was kind of in the tank with his wife, Carolyn, and that his magazine, George Magazine, was definitely going under, and he was just very sad. And it could have been a possible suicide because of the fact that John F. Kennedy Jr., when getting his pilot license, was actually put in a simulation where he has a hood over his head and he is forced into spatial disorientation, and he is to steer an aircraft out of this. And he actually successfully completed it. So it's kind of odd that that is the what ended up making his plane crash was spatial disorientation. I don't know. I'm kind of on the conspiracy side of things that there was a rumor that John F. Kennedy Jr. knew who actually killed his father. And that he was planning on exposing who it was. And I don't know if that's true. I just know that the death of John F. Kennedy was very suspicious, and the death of his son is equally as suspicious. Moving on to September the 16th, 2011, Kara Kennedy died of a heart attack while exercising in a Washington, D.C. health club. May the 16th, 2012, Mary Richardson Kennedy died of suicide at her home in Bedford, Westchester County, New York. August the 1st, 2019, Soars Roizen Kennedy, granddaughter of Robert Kennedy, died of an accidental drug overdose. And April 2nd, 2022, this is the story that is recently went viral. Maeve Kennedy McKean disappeared with her 8-year-old son, Gideon, during a short canoe trip in the Chesapeake Bay. Maeve's body was found by divers 4 days later. Gideon's body was found 2 days after hers on April the 8th. Authorities believe Maeve paddled to retrieve her son's ball, leading the wind and current to overturn the canoe. That is the story that I guess has went viral and recently made all the TikTokers really into the Kennedy curse conspiracy, whatever you want to call it. But that is absolutely fucking insane. And I started racking my brain on my family and just thinking of like weird or suspicious ways any of my family members died. Because I come from a very big family. I mean, I don't have Kennedy curse numbers in my family. I don't know anybody, like truthfully, don't know anybody that has this amount of people in their family pass away in such strange, peculiar ways. It's so strange to me. And it does kind of feel like Joe Kennedy spurred some sort of a curse. Because Joe was a very terrible fucking person. And I'm going to give you the number one reason why I think Joe is a terrible fucking person. And might I say that there are other people in the Kennedy family that have passed away and other things that have happened to them, right? Like you look at Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy accidentally drove his car off a bridge in Massachusetts, and it resulted in the drowning of his passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne. Just stuff like that. Or you think of Joseph Kennedy Jr. II, Joseph Kennedy Jr. Wow, holy fuck. Joe P. Kennedy II. Yeah. Joe Kennedy Jr. was the driver of a Jeep that crashed and left his passenger, Pam Kelly, paralyzed. I mean, you just... you look at this family and there's just so much fucking tragedy. But the number one tragic thing, story in this family is the story of Rosemary Kennedy. This is the quote-unquote forgotten Kennedy. At age 23, she struggled to read and write, and she suffered from mood swings, seizures, violent outbursts. During her birth, Rosemary was actually deprived of oxygen for about two-ish hours. As she grew older, she became more rebellious, and the family worried she would do something that could tarnish the Kennedy family name. So, in an attempt to silence the daughter, Joe Kennedy hires two surgeons, without his wife's approval, by the way, to have his daughter undergo a prefrontal lobotomy, which was, at the time, seen as a promising treatment for various mental illnesses. Instead, hers was fucking botched, okay? And it left her actually mentally and physically incapacitated. He then says, you know what? Let me put this motherfucker in a home. And puts her in a home for 20 fucking years. Which is so fucking sad, dude. So fucking sad. You know what? It's going to make you feel better. When Rose, the mom, actually goes to see the daughter after 20 fucking years, Rosemary attacks her mother on fucking sight. One bad arm, one bad leg. She tries to fucking kill this bitch. So good for her, dude. But Joe Kennedy, I mean, what a fucking piece of shit. But we were talking a moment ago about Eunice Kennedy. Her sister grew close with Rosemary while she was institutionalized and would go on to found the Special Olympics. So I'm not saying any good came from that, but I'm just saying in the grand scheme of things, some good did come from this situation. So yeah, it's just crazy. Everything that has happened to this family and everything they've been through. And I think I've talked about John F. Kennedy versus the CIA in an earlier episode. And I think that the killing of John F. Kennedy was definitely something on the government side, if I may say so myself. And I'm going to take it one step further and say that I honestly... I don't know that John F. Kennedy Jr. was killed in the same way that his father was. I don't know if it was a planned attack of any sort. Because there's a theory that three fishermen on the side of the river, Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, seen his plane explode. It's very hard to tell. But it is quite the crazy family history. We kind of went through a lot of the kind of high points of it in just under 33 minutes. So I'm very impressed with myself. I'm also dying of fucking congestion and I need to blow my nose. So I love you guys. I'm signing off right there. If you do want to do further research, I definitely recommend The Final Voyage, The Life and Death of JFK Jr., which is a podcast. And there's various books and other podcasts about the Kennedy family. Very interesting. And just go into it with an open mind is all I have to say. I love you guys. I hope you have a great day. Adios.